seems like no coincidence that it is April 15th and President Trump is expected to talk taxes today in Minnesota. Although a recent poll suggests that Americans think that they did not get a tax cut under the recent tax bill that was passed in 2017. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is Politico Pro's chief economic correspondent, Ben White. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Hopefully you got your taxes in today, right?
My taxes are done, yes. Okay. Thank you for asking.
Okay, good. That'd just be ironic if it wasn't the case. Exactly what, though, is the case, actually, between Americans and their tax cuts? Did they or did they not get a tax cut this year?
Yeah, most people did get at least a small tax cut. There are some folks in blue states with high, property taxes and high state and local taxes that maybe didn't. But most people did. The problem is they didn't really feel like they did, and the tax cut bill is not hugely popular, in part because it was mainly aimed at corporate America, which got, a big tax cut. So there is a disconnect between what really happened with the tax cut bill and how people feel about it.
How come people feel negatively? Is it just because somebody else got a bigger cut than they did?
Yeah, it's partially that. I mean, there is, a long-running feeling in America that, the wealthy don't pay enough taxes and that maybe corporations get away with deductions and paying too little. And part of it was simply the way the tax cut was designed, which was to immediately change withholding tables so that people got more money in their paychecks. But then when refund time comes around, their refund is either smaller or non-existent, which psychologically makes you feel like maybe you didn't get a tax cut, even though your weekly paycheck might have been a little bit bigger. But overall, people feel like either they got a really small tax cut or not much of one, and that other people, fared better than they did.
You mentioned an exception was taxpayers that were in states with higher sales tax and local taxes. Do you mean states like California?
Yeah, California is one. New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, they obviously changed the manner in which you can deduct, how much mortgage interest you can deduct, and then the extent to which you can deduct state and local tax income from your federal taxes. So there are some people who are upset about that, even though, on the whole, those folks also got at least a small tax cut out of this.
What about on the other end of money coming into the government? Are some people maybe underwhelmed with the fact that there may be an increased deficit?
Yeah, I think there's some concern about that. I mean, you see the fact that the deficit could be rising to $1 trillion this year, fiscal year. It's already up around $700 billion. And that unsettles people. Like, it's not their main number one concern that the federal government is running deficits. But, you had President Trump come into office, talk about, slashing debt and deficit, maybe reducing the federal debt to zero. And then you see news reports about it moving in the other direction. And I think that has something to do with it as well, that people are a little bit concerned that our fiscal course might not be the best at the moment.
What happens if we do say, hopefully not, no matter where you stand, hit a recession or a depression like state?
Yeah, I mean, that would be very damaging, particularly on the debt and deficit front. If the economy stops growing, interest rates start rising, the federal deficit becomes more expensive to finance. I think, there was some concern early this year that we might be teetering on the edge of recession. You had problems in China and Europe slowing down and the government shutdown. A lot of that has eased up lately. China's doing a little bit better. Maybe we get a trade deal with them. We may not grow 3% like we did in 2018, but I think for the most part, economists are suggesting that we'll, still hit around 2% this year. Unemployment is still low, so I wouldn't worry too much about an imminent recession. It'll come, but it's not on the immediate horizon.
What do you expect to hear from the president tonight in Minnesota when it comes to talking about taxes?
Yeah, I think the message he wants to get across is, hey, look, you did get a tax cut. Everybody got a tax cut. Don't listen to what Democrats are saying about how this was hugely tilted towards the rich and corporations. On the corporate side, we had an uncompetitive corporate tax rate. We really needed to change it to make our companies more competitive and able to hire more people and invest. So he'll try to sell the corporate side a little bit. And then tell everybody else that, look, even if you feel like you didn't get a tax cut, look a little closer, you probably did. And the fact is, the economy's doing well, unemployment is low, growth is good. So I think he wants to make the case both for strength of the economy and kind of resell the tax cut bill and convince people that, they're better off than they think they are and not to listen to Democrats bashing it.
Well, certainly that might be the case, and we'll see what he does say tonight. Ben, thank you very much for your time coming on today and talking a bit about your article.
Been a pleasure. Have a good day.
That is Ben White from Politico. He's a Politico pro, chief economic correspondent there. He wrote an article on tax day. Trump tax cuts remain deeply unpopular. You can follow the full article at politico.com.